Good afternoon, friends. Good to have you joining with us today. I'm in the garage, as you could probably guess. I'm running a wee bit behind with the devotionals. Always like to try to keep a couple of days ahead of myself and record them in advance. There are people who think I go out every afternoon at 3 o'clock, but that's not the case. A good friend in the church, he schedules them to come on every day at 3 and they can be recorded at all sorts of times. So this is scheduled to come on Monday. It's quite late on Sunday night, so I'm in the garage. Everybody in the family's away to bed, so I've come out here, so don't make too much noise and keep everybody awake. But good to have you with us nonetheless. Thanks for joining us today. One of the greatest things ever invented is the common match, the common safety match. You know, before the match was invented, people had to rub sticks together or strike stones together. It's difficult to start a fire, and then somebody came up with the match. I'm not exactly sure of the science behind it, how it works. Probably most people that use matches don't. You've got a phosphorus tip, a wooden stem that's the tip's been dipped, I think, in petrol or something flammable, and then whenever the phosphorus reaches something rough and there's friction, it strikes. And that lights the match. Wonderful, wonderful invention. But of course, the thing about the match is they're not much use if you get them wet. I think you can get waterproof ones, but this one isn't. It's just a regular wee advertisement here, Swan Vesta. So the little match, great invention. But the thing is, with each individual match, you can only use it once. Once you use the match, once you strike the match and it lights, no second chance. That's it. It's a real thing. It's a real deal. So you need to be careful with it. If you've only one or two left and you're trying to start a fire, you need to be very careful that you don't waste your little match. And then, of course, sometimes they snap when you try to strike them. If it's windy, sometimes they blow out. But at very best, you've just got maybe an inch and a half of wood to burn. Let's just pretend for a moment or two that this match represents your one life. Oh, here it is. Try and get it started. Hope I don't set the smoke alarm off here. And there we go, friends. That's it. That's it spent. Not much more you can do with it now. You can't strike it again. You can't go back and start again. You can't say, well, I've made a mistake. I didn't mean it. That's it. The match is spent. It's over. Only one match. Probably most of you know where I'm going with our thoughts today. Only one life. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's the real thing, and once we start it, that's it. And it's appointed unto man once to die. One short life. No second chances. That's it. Only one life. It will soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last. Sometimes we don't live our lives as if we've got only one life. We act as if we've got millions of years to live, perhaps, and we don't make our lives really count on the grand scales of eternity. But there it is, just one short life. I have only one life on this earth, and as vapor, it's passing away. I must labor for treasures of worth ere toil ends at the close of the day. James recognized this reality. He said in James chapter 4 and verse number 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Think about your life. James is asking this. What is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. One short life to live, one short life to give, we could never surely withhold it from God. Because whenever all is said and done at the end of this life's journey, we will go out to meet our God. The Bible says the books will be opened, the record of your life will be read out, and you've only one life and you can't fix anything at the judgment throne of God. So let's live our lives and let's make them count for God. Only one life. That wee bit broke off, but that's it. Just short as that, and let's make it count. Friends, thanks for listening, and hopefully we will see you again very soon. Good night.